Hi, this is Matt Anderson with the Physical Rehab and Performance Minute. Today I wanted to talk about a patient I worked with yesterday and how I used three different classification systems to help guide her treatment. So briefly, she was a 34-year-old female complaining of low back pain, kind of lower lumbar pain, with some intermittent referral into the superior to mid buttock area, nothing below the gluteal fold, and no other symptoms below that, no numbness, tingling, or any other neurological signs. And her main goal was to return to running, and she was having some difficulty with running. So as I went through, just looking at her posture, she did have an increased lordosis, so automatically that got me to think about lower cross syndrome. So a syndrome is just a collection of signs and symptoms. And Yonda was kind of the pioneer who figured out the cross syndromes. And I find that they're present in a lot of people, and they help to guide some treatment. So during the physical exam, she did have tightness in the hip flexors, quads, relative weakness in the glutes, piriformis, tightness and tenderness, and then some lumbar paraspinal hyperactivity, and then stiffness in the upper lumbar, lower thoracic region. So, and with that, I always try to use a more general classification system: nociceptive pain, central sensitization, or neuropathic pain. And in this case, there were pretty clear aggravating easing factors. The pain was localized, and it was not too severe. She wasn't catastrophizing, so I classified her in the nociceptive pain category for that. One thing also for the first classification, she had aberrant movement going from flexion to extension. And then the third piece is looking at, generally, does she need duct tape or WD-40? And I think Julie Whitman at one point coined that terminology, or I heard it from her at least. And that's a really easy way to generally think about patients. So with her age, 34, less than 40, there's a prediction rule for stabilization or trunk motor control. Although it wasn't validated, I think it's still valuable to think about. So her age put her in that category. She did have aberrant movement with range of motion testing. She had some hypermobile segments, lower lumbar, and then the hypomobile segments, upper lumbar. And that kind of correlated to, I think, the need for trunk motor control. So all of those three pieces fit together: nociceptive pain category, lower cross syndrome, and the need for motor control. I like that term better than stabilization. And so the impairments that we kind of agreed to work on were upper lumbar mobility combined with some hip flexor flexibility, mobility, and as well as quadriceps, hamstring and glute strengthening, trunk motor control. So that Stu McGill's big three: bird dogs, side planks, curl ups, dead bugs, Pavlov press. So a lot of variety there. And then after we make some changes there, progress to more dynamic activity to get her back to running, Ultra G treadmill, and then some single leg stance and plyometrics. So that's one way I just use the three of those different classification systems with one patient, and it helps me to get things in a framework where I can hopefully make better decisions and explain things better to patients. And so hopefully that gives you some insight. If you have any questions, email me at andersonphysiotherapy@gmail.com. Thanks.